From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. BP said today it had to shut down one of its systems set up to capture gushing oil in the Gulf of Mexico because of an equipment problem. Another system is still working. BP officials aren't sure when they'll be back to full strength. One of BP's business partners says the oil giant is directly to blame for the spill. NPR's Jeff Brady says Anadarko Petroleum appears to be trying to legally protect itself from billions of dollars in cleanup costs.
Anadarko has a 25% stake in the well that's now fouling the Gulf of Mexico and parts of the coastline. In a statement on the company's website, CEO Jim Hackett says, quote, "The mounting evidence clearly demonstrates that this tragedy was preventable and the direct result of BP's reckless decisions and actions." Hackett goes on to say, "BP's behavior and actions likely represent gross negligence or willful misconduct." The statement essentially says that means under an agreement between BP and Anadarko, BP will have to pick up the costs associated with the accident. BP released its own statement saying the company disagrees with Anadarko's legal analysis and that it expects other parties to live up to their obligations. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Gunmen suspected of having ties to Yemen's branch of al-Qaeda stormed a police building in Yemen today in the southern city of Aden. Officials say 10 security men were killed and an unknown number of detainees escaped. The suspects are believed to have ties to Yemen's branch of al-Qaeda. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
Police officials said the attack came early this morning at a headquarters building not far from the Aden port. Armed with automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenades, the gunmen fought their way into the building and managed to escape with several prisoners. Some accounts put the death toll higher. It was the latest in a series of jailbreaks in recent years in Yemen, which is battling al-Qaeda militants as well as a southern secessionist movement and a northern rebellion. Counterterrorism officials worry that militants being driven out of other countries may be finding a safe haven in Yemen, where the government is weak in many areas outside the capital. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
At least 88 people are dead in southern China after flash floods triggered by more than a week of heavy rain. Another 48 people are missing, officials say. Nearly 1.5 million people fled their homes. BBC's Viv Marsh reports widespread damage in 9 provinces.
Television pictures from the southern provinces of Fujian and Guangdong showed rescuers wading through raging brown water. People elsewhere waited for help, stranded on the rooftops of submerged buildings. In Fujian alone, landslides killed 25 people. China's second largest waterway, the Pearl River, which runs through the southern manufacturing region, has surged past warning marks. Several of the provinces that are now underwater only recently suffered their worst drought in a century.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The central bank in China announced today it will gradually make the Chinese currency more flexible. The yuan has been pegged to the dollar for the past 23 months as a way to protect the Chinese economy from the global financial crisis. U.S. lawmakers complain an undervalued currency gives China an unfair trade advantage. Today's announcement did not say exactly how the currency's value would be changed, but did say that any changes would be gradual. Doctors who treat Medicare patients are upset with Congress for not acting to stop a 21% cut in their payments. NPR's Julie Rovner reports almost no one in Congress supports a reduction, but no one seems to be able to cancel it either.
At issue is not so much the 21% Medicare cut. No lawmaker wants to see that happen, both for the sake of doctors and the seniors they treat. The argument is over whether or not it should be paid for. Republicans, who generally didn't pay to offset Medicare doctor cuts when they canceled them between 2003 and 2006, now say they don't want to add any more money to the deficit. Meanwhile, Medicare officials say they can't wait any longer for Congress to act, and they've begun paying, at the reduced rate, the bills they've been holding since June 1st. That's when the last bill to delay the cuts expired. The Senate on Friday passed a bill to cancel the cut for another 6 months, but the House had already left for the weekend, so no further action can take place until next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are still without power after severe thunderstorms swept through the Midwest yesterday. Sheriff's deputies say one person was killed when a tree fell in a car near Dexter, Michigan. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.